From NPR News, this is Day to Day. Sad news today in the search for James Kim. Authorities in Oregon have confirmed that they found the body of the missing California man. A small army of volunteers had been searching for Mr. Kim, who'd set out in the wilderness looking for help after his family became stranded on a snowy mountain road. Kim's disappearance was an emotionally exhausting experience for his family and his rescuers. At a press conference earlier today, Oregon State Patrol Lieutenant Greg Hastings thanked the Kim family.
This obviously is extremely tough on those that have an emotional commitment throughout these last several days here. And we truly support all that they've done for us, the support that they've given us, the words of encouragement. It's just been unbelievable.
Joining us now is Christian Foden-Wenzel of Oregon Public Broadcasting. And Christian, this search had gone on for a couple of days. How did they find Mr. Kim's body?
Well, as I understand, there may have been a helicopter that saw things, but we really don't know quite yet exactly the circumstances. We're waiting for another press conference in about 20 minutes, 40 minutes, something like that. But this really is a tragedy that strikes with everybody, because everybody goes off on holidays, vacations. This family, Kim, went up to Seattle for the weekend, came back down through Portland, stopped off at a Chamber of Commerce and thought, you know, let's go for a scenic route to get to the Oregon coast. And they got a route that would really involve like four different highways and was crossed by all kinds of Forest Service roads and BLM roads and went up to about 3,500 feet. So they going through there and it starts to snow. They go up one road, it gets snowy. They think, well, I'll turn down this other road to turn around, and they get stuck off a road that nobody knows about. And they were stuck there for 9 days until a helicopter hired by the family found them. And but Mr. Kim had actually set off, you know, a couple of days before that and to try and go and get help. So, you know, he's been out there for 4.5 days, and literally 100 people with ATVs, helicopters, snowcats, even a raft was used to float down one of the rivers where they thought he would be located as he tried to get down the mountain.
And I understand the family survived by eating a few jars of baby food that they had, burning the tires to keep warm.
And that's right. The searchers were kind of surprised to not to find him alive, because the family had proved so innovative in what they'd done. You know, they were stuck up there for 9 days. Obviously, the wife Katie had breastfed her two children. There's a 4-year-old and a 9-month-old to keep them well. They hadn't really eaten much. The adults hadn't eaten much themselves. But like you say, they ran the car to keep the engine going in the evenings to keep it hot. They burned all five tires, as I understand, in the spare as well to keep warm. And I think when they'd been out there for 7 days, Mr. Kim probably thought, well, now's the time to go out there. And I understand that Katie's mother had said that Katie had tried to take the kids out with James, but not being able to carry them both, had turned back and come to the car. So I think there's a lot of mixed emotions at thanking them, thanking whatever power they're still alive.
And do we know anything more about how the family is taking this latest news?
Well, the family has been very available during the search. I mean, we've had and lots of friends, because Mr. Kim worked for CNET based in San Francisco. Is very keyed into the high-tech industry, and so we've had things on YouTube. The family has paid for a helicopter. We've even had a satellite redirected to have a look.
So, thank you. Yes, thank you. Sad story. Thank you. Reporter Christian Foden-Wenzel joined us from Oregon Public Broadcasting in Portland.